Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. This week, Michigan State University Board of Trustees appointed former Governor John Engler as interim president of the university. That's after Luana Simon resigned in the wake of the scandal over MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar sexually assaulting girls and women for decades, and no one stopped him. Bridge Magazine published an article reporting that Engler was dismissive of sexual assault claims of women in Michigan prisons when he was governor. Here to discuss some of the Michigan State University developments are our Friday political observers. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Senate. He joins us via Skype. And Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, given these concerns, what do you think of Engler in this position now?
I think former Governor Engler is going to be tested in this position. I do think he brings a lot of skills to it. He's a strong leader. I think he's always well informed. He won't be manipulated or intimidated. I think many people don't realize that I think he is very adaptable and flexible. I would point out that Democrats controlled the Michigan House for many of the years when he was governor. But with that being said, it's an extremely volatile situation. Obviously, a lot of unrest and unhappiness, and all of his skills and many more will be tested.
Vicki, a lot of people have made the points that Ken just did, but not everybody at the school seems to have a lot of love for John Engler. What does he have to do to earn the trust of the Michigan State community?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I think he's the wrong man for this job. It's a tone-deaf response to the struggles of women on campus trying to get their stories out and have the campus administration believe them. This is the same man at a time when compassion and understanding is most needed at Michigan State University to make all students feel comfortable. I just think he doesn't have the understanding and compassion needed to pull it together. The university professors are getting ready to hold a no-confidence vote. The students are extremely upset. And when you have a situation like that, there was no open discussion or due diligence and time taken to bring in the student members, the faculty members, and the real constituents of this group to talk about who should be the interim president of the university.
Michigan House Speaker Tom Leonard called on two committees to launch investigations into how the university handled the Nassar scandal. Ken, with a review by the Attorney General's Office, an NCAA investigation, and so forth, is a legislative investigation going to help or hinder determining the cause of the failures at Michigan State?
My own opinion is the speaker was a bit premature on doing this. You know, if you look at Flint, the legislative investigation was actually pretty well thought out. It was a joint House-Senate investigation. There was buy-in from both chambers. They had the right staff to do it. You know, you've got all these other investigations going on, as you did in Flint, but I just think it was a bit premature. I think it would have been better to wait and then look at the results of these other investigations to decide whether or not some state law needs to be changed or amended.
Vicki, tell us how these legislative investigations work. I mean, will it be staff actually doing the investigating, followed by a series of hearings before legislators, or what?
It's probably the staffs that will do a lot of the background investigation, and then they'll hold hearings in committee. It will be divisive, and I don't think that it's the right timing to do this. It looks very much, unfortunately for Speaker Leonard, like political grandstanding because he's running for attorney general. All of these investigations are well-intentioned, and they're trying to at least look like Michigan is acting in some direction to address this horrible, terrible scandal. To come in this late and think that we're going to hold hearings and get to the bottom of it inside of a legislative chamber, I think looks more like grandstanding. And Ken's right. If you're going to do it right, you're going to have a bicameral commission and a new committee set up to do the exploratory work and the investigative work. We also have a special prosecutor that's just been assigned to the work by the Attorney General's office. So you're going to have investigation, investigation after investigation. But the real problem is, what are we going to do at Michigan State University? How are parents going to feel comfortable sending their kids to a university where the new interim president is the man responsible for not listening to over 500 female inmates during his tenure that were complaining about sexual harassment. The state paid out over $100 million to these women, all while Governor Engler was stonewalling the victims and their attorneys and the federal prosecutors. This is the situation we're in now, and it's highly unfortunate. I don't think the legislative investigations are going to add anything.
Finally, there have been calls from many for the Board of Trustees to be removed. Ken, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the MSU Board of Trustees has done something that is actually quite remarkable. For the first time in Michigan history, I think people are going to actually pay attention to who they vote for in the November election for MSU Board because of all of this. I say that tongue in cheek when I say they've done something remarkable because it's obviously very, very unfortunate. But I do think it's going to happen. I think in November, the November election, a lot of people who just don't pay attention to who they vote for the Board of Trustees at MSU are actually going to pay attention.
Vicki, what do you think about removing the elected Board of Trustees?
I wish they would just save us the problem of removing them and all resign. I know that that would mean that Governor Snyder would appoint all of their replacements through the end of their terms. And that's how it would work if he actually went through the removal process under the constitutional rules. I think that the Board of Trustees has been neglectful in this process at the least.
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Thanks for your insight.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.